que la gente pierde negar, la gana que la gente pierde negar, la gana que la gente.
Shana, Shana. Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShabnamRadio.com. 24 hours of internet radio.
सुन लो मेरा दुश्मनी कान खोलो मेरा गाना.
I will sending this one out to the hard working folks getting ready for that big food and bake sale tomorrow at the Shiva Mandir and Cultural Center. Remember, it's from the 2 to 5 p.m. at 3001 Markham Road, unit number 22. They have nuts, they have pool, they have coconut bun, they have aloo balls, potato pie, aloo pie. Yeah, potato and aloo pie too. Hey, check them out. You want to call ahead, 416? Call them now, 416-562-7163 and reserve your package. 416-562-7163.
Bunga Ghana.
Papa, listen. Hey, Auntie Barbara. Auntie Barbara is one of the hardworking ladies at Trini Cuisine, authentic Trini Cuisine. Hey, they have a little package called the Little Boy. The Little Boy, you're getting some Pallori and Sahina or kind of thing. Check it out when you go by at authentic Trini Cuisine, the corner of Program and Williams Parkway. The only place in Brampton you get Chatak Matak's kind of food, you know? And they cook fresh every day. Everybody know them for the famous paratha. Now they carry in bacon, shark, bourgeois. I fell in front there giving all his sweet tea. Don't take no sweet tea, eh? You only want to rot all your teeth. Riff and Company, how you doing? I want to say congratulations, and again, I don't know why people say congratulations. I mean, you're married. It's something like you know, you just pass a test. But we want to wish you all the best going forward. And this is her 52nd wedding anniversary. And we are celebrating with her, a very delightful young lady. Auntie Barbara, we love you. And again, best wishes to you and your husband from Riff and Sandra, the entire team, not forgetting Seema and all the other friends at Authentic Trini Cuisine, including yours truly. And just for that, You know, she said, "May I buy me a proud Guyanese? I want to play this one for you and to all our Guyanese listeners listening. I know all you know this one. We go sing along. Ready?" The record a little scratcher, but here we go. Oh, my ninja. Who's the manager out there, Dick Trinicuzzi? This one for you. Bum Barbara. Hey, Barbara. Come on. Let's sing along.
Oh, my ninja, can I put on twice my pay attack? Twice on flower, dear, I tap away you mean attack. Oh, my ninja, can I put on twice my pay attack? Twice on flower, dear, I tap away you mean
Hey, don't forget the PPP Civic is fixing this. You're going to get fair wages now. Pension is going to be increased. Trinidad and Tobago independence is coming up on the 31st. And under the stewardship of Don Ober Kamla Prasad Bisesa, we are seeing some changes, but we want to see some more. I mean, you know, the crime situation. I know the Jessica team, but, you know, hoping to see some changes, real changes when it comes to crime. God bless Kamla Prasad Bisesa with a health and strength. You know, she's going to fix it, and I believe so. Oh, my ninja. Again, this one for you, Barbara. Auntie Barbara. Well, you know, let's hope and pray for a smooth transition of power, if it be so. But again, a good, safe election for Guyana. I'm not hearing anything about the observers coming into Guyana, stuff like that. But, you know, with the tension on the borders with Venezuela irritating everybody in the region. Again, you know, some thinking about the Americans moving in. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? America is just there for their own self-interest to make sure, you know, they're looking at Trinidad and Guyana to provoke something. You know, that's why Kamla Bisesa is speaking like a little bad girl, you know. But when they start this thing, there's never any good coming out of war. And look at the people that Venezuela have called up in from reserve. 4 million. I mean, if they just send over half of that, the American boats are there. When they come and start something, we would suffer the consequence. War is never a good thing. So, you know, they're going after Venezuela for drug. You remember what, was it Panama they did? And yes, who's to say they couldn't go after another Caribbean island and say, hey, we don't like that, and replace the government with somebody else of their choice and liking? Things are really, really changing, and we shouldn't always, you know, when we see the American flag fluttering, we think, okay, the heroes are coming to save us. They have done in the past, but they have their own self-interest. Again, we're seeing where ExxonMobil is back in Trinidad after so many years, and they're trying to rush an agreement. I think the date has been extended to September sometime. hoping to get more bids. But again, you would see where, like Guyana, they came in and they got a good deal for themselves under the last administration. Let's hope Trinidad and Tobago has the expertise and the know-how to make sure we secure a good deal indeed. Well, here we go with this one. Anybody know this one? And again, this one going out to all my brothers and sisters from the beautiful Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. As we get close to celebrate our what? Anybody know how many years we're celebrating? Sweet TNT, anybody know how many years we're celebrating? You wonder why we still say sweet, you know, we neighbor Stringberry Day. It's Berry Day. But always love Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, you might think, well, those of us who left, we are hypocrites. Well, no, we came for betterment. I mean, I can't see myself going back to live there, but that doesn't mean I can't love where I come from. I made a home here in Canada, and I love Canada. Is things going to get better in Trinidad and Tobago? Well, you ask yourself, is things ever going to get better in Canada? I suppose the people who are arguing about not having the Independence Parade, what do you think about that? We are under a state of emergency. We have received and have credible death threats against ministers and high-ranking officials. And to bring out the army according to the government and the police and the security services and put them in one place. And boy, these people are high-tech now. They talk about rocket launchers and all that. Apart from that, you know, the money would be saved with the fireworks and all that. I think we could stand down for a year or two. But should we give it up? I don't think so. There are certain things we must as a nation celebrate. Hey, Trini Fest is in full swing in Brampton. I want to say hello and welcome to my Trini sister, Devika. Good day, one, of course, Mr. Trinbago himself. Derry. Derry have enough antique cars to do his own car show. He's gonna put some stripes for the different maxi taxi around, let me see. Hey, this one we wanna send out to all proud Trinbagonians.
Up and running, up and running. ShopNumRadio.com. Stream this culture across the seas and around the world.
How old Trinidad and Tobago will be as an independent nation? Anybody? 416-832-7293. Text me. How old is Trinbago as an independent nation? Where are you from? La Romaine. A bad place. Hey, the sweet Republic of Trinidad and Tobago celebrating its independence. Its 33rd year as an independent nation. Do you have any Trinbagonian listening? We give the world carnival. We give the world sweet steel pan, soca, chutney.
We shall know my heart.
Trinidad and Tobago independence, something worth celebrating. We shouldn't stop it altogether, but of course with the security threat that we are facing as a nation, it's going to be postponed. And we on the outside could celebrate indeed in our own unique way as today Trinidad has. You know, sometimes we hold back our patriotism because we feel we might offend other people. But wear your red, white and black proud. Now I saw at a grocery store, I believe what is called the desecration of our national flag. Not only Trinidad and Tobago's flag, but we have Guyana, Jamaica. And they have all these items listed with the flags at the background, Qatar and all this thing. And the funny thing is, not even a West Indian store. Apart from that, the blasted thing is flaking and bent up and curling up. And I intend to make sure we get them to remove that. You cannot desecrate our flags. I saw at a fete the other day, some young girls stood on the flag. And they're dancing and they're leaving it there. While I was about to walk over, I saw somebody correct them. Don't do that. Whatever flag it is, a nation's flag is its pride. You can't do that. So we're talking about using the color of the flag, the nation's iconic symbol, as the backdrop to sell. And in this case, these are not West Indian people. They could understand there are some stupid people who know. But don't take it. If you don't know, we need to tell them. If you don't know, we're going to tell you. Trinidad and Tobago, red, white and black. And you should speak up and correct, maybe in a nice way, remind them. Remove it. I remember one year they had the Trinidad and Tobago Consulate of members working there put up the coat of arms and used that, and I had to correct it immediately, and they had to stop that. Can't do that. Hey, we love you, Trinidad and Tobago. Hey, how about this one? Anybody remember this one? This was done by about three or four different individuals. Well, we play this one for you right now. Portrait of Trinidad by the Mighty Sniper.
I can't understand why some people are talking bad. But I know all of them be running their mouth. Don't know where they're talking about. They will paint you black every day. And the right thing they will never say. Like how us born men being raped is among the best. How us brothers are sick and cross every day. And put us right alongside the rest. But then is the greatest one of its kind. Our sugar and oil is ready refined. So you see, friends, this is a rare thing for no man's mind. They just talk some nonsense. Me ain't know where they're doing it for. About so much violence, I will swear that we're fighting war. Of course, we have the delinquents to face. But just like any other place, look, things that are stable here is really too much for me to bear. Because my people are daily making progress without any form of stupidness. And in this way, we must gain success. For when we move in, we all move as one body. No bickering between you and me. For our policies stand for racial equality. Now when a stranger's spending a little time in this lovely isle, every day you see him, he always have a hearty smile. When his time is up to depart, he would say with blinding heart, I'll be back, you could bet your life. And if I can't come, I will send my wife. And then tell you, he rarely wants her to come, to drink some rum and have plenty fun in this great island in the sun. For Trinidadian, as foreigners do recall, it doesn't matter whether big or small, or if you're rich or poor, friends, we cater for one and all. So all of them we're talking, they're either drunk or they're staring mad. Or maybe they forget it, it's a universe belongs to Trinidad. And yet, we have men of talent and skill, with high hopes of improving still. And if you think all this is a lie, the mighty sniper won't tell you why. Now our team band is the best talent in the world. Like how they told our stories are told, which is written to touch your soul. So, Trinidad, this lovely land of my boat, small but overwhelming in worth. And as you know, Carnival is the greatest frolic on earth.
Hey, the mighty sniper, telling you a little bit about Trinidad and Tobago. Well, we continue here with the program. Remember, Trinbago Fest is on, and looking at some of the videos coming out, lots and lots of action taking place. I want to say hello to Nigel. Hey, Nigel, give me a call, my brother. Nigel is the man responsible for the Devon and Gatwan tonight. I want to ask him, you know, how unique this is happening tonight at Twilight Restaurant. Nigel, 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. Give me a call. And let me see, we had Na Leaving and all of that. So how about this one?
When he tied his name, I said, "Bishy boy, Japan, I'm gonna make you
Hey, let me see if we could get Nigel. Nigel, is this Nigel? Let me see. Hello? Hello?
Hi,
Richard. Good. You see, Mamu, that's what I like, you know. My friends and them when they do that. Right on cue. Thank you very much for taking the time. Nigel, listen, man. We had such a great time last night at Calypso Hut. You know, I had about 30 people there, and they all had a good time. They left about 3 o'clock this morning. What could we expect for tonight at Twilight? Because I know you're doing something different. Tell all of us.
Tonight we're actually going to do two sessions. The first session, more traditional. We're supposed to have Dolak and all these kind of things. Unfortunately, the guy called me this morning and his daughter is in the hospital and he wouldn't be able to make it. So we'll still each traditional songs and them set. And then that's like around 9 o'clock or so. So then people come in a little bit late, you know, some people run a little bit late, at least they get a chance to see Gatu, because he'll come back on at the 11 o'clock and do another session, a more mixed session at that point in time there too. So I think that's a little bit different. And we're doing at the door the same early bird pricing until 8 o'clock because some people couldn't pick up the tickets. I had calls this morning for 8 and 10 tickets. But it's not possible for me to meet everybody to get them the tickets. So I told them I'm going to just send out a blast, until 8 o'clock. Everybody who didn't get a chance to pick up the tickets, they can still come to the door, even if they didn't even see anything, and still pick up tickets for
$20. $20, excellent deal.
Yeah.
And of course, listen, I want to tell you, there was a DJ Slim. Now, it had some fellows from Trinidadians from New York who were visiting about two tables, and they really, really dance and party, and they were about to leave. And they were leaving, actually. And Slim was playing, and the dance floor was going, and then they're leaving. And then all of a sudden, everybody turned and come back. They stayed another 25 minutes because he was playing. I mean, he went back from after the shortening session. I think the man went down some old school soca, some back in times pop, everything. And he dropped in some slow song, and the couples were on the floor dancing. So I want to tell you, man, I wish we could see more of this type of party happening at Friday Night Lime. You did a good job, and thank you very, very, very much. So it's happening tonight down at Twilight. $20 still for tickets, and for $20 you could go buy your drinks, buy your food, and still be a big shot and carry five people, right? So let's do the thing and come down. Devanand Gattu live, and of course it's up close and personal with Devanand Gattu. Anything else you want to add, Nai?
I think this is just an experiment, trying to do something in the East and West and develop a night at least once a month, hopefully, and bring in artists. I just need, a little more support from people. So the $20 price point barely covers even the cost of the artist. But I'm just trying to promote something. When you're promoting something, you have to kind of do it and experiment, take a time to develop something. So it all depends on how people respond to it, if it's something that I can continue with. I'm more used to doing the big shows in Mirage Banquet Hall, but I just felt like people can come out in these type of setting, be a little more intimate, get a picture with the artist, come and talk with the artist. A few different things that you can't do in a big show environment. So that's the opportunity that they get in, and it's whether they would engage with it or not will determine the future. But I'm also in talks with Rakesh and Rasika, Damien from New York, Anthony Batson, all these people. They're very interested in coming out to do it. It's just a matter of just the.
Well, I think you're trying to manage and bring it, and at $20, I can't see how you can make a profit with that, but of course, I applaud you for bringing us, talents like that and affordable prices like that. It could be just a time, and this thing was only promoted 1 week for this show, and I think give it time, but again, I can't ask you to put out your money and risk so much, but we need to at least give it a month, as you suggest, and let's get the word out. Tonight is enough time for people to come out. I think everybody coming out at Trinity Fest, and of course, who in the East and want to come out and have a good time with some nice traditional, and of course, the DJ, I'm telling all you, he's going to mix it up. He's not coming here to only hear chutney music all night. You're getting a mixture, and I was very refreshing. It was very refreshing to party with DJ Slim last night. It was nice. Thanks again, Nai.
Alright,
so let me play your tune. I know you're a man with your free market days, island music, know everything, but this one for you and Amanda. A classic indeed. And the man's voice is getting better with his age. Thanks, Nigel. Talk to you again.
Alright, thank you. Take care.
Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShabnamRadio.com. Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShabnamRadio.com. 24 hours internet radio.
Hey, David Ngatu is going to be at Twilight later tonight. But right now we have him partying with you. Hey, Sister Seema. How you doing, girl? Are you ready? No, I wonder why the food is so, so much nicer. Katak matak sat authentic Philly cuisine. Because they always cook with chutney music in the background with Richard Aziz. Hey, this is where they take a break and dance. Let me go. Come and enjoy all the big hits of Devin and Gatsu at Twilight Lee for $20 up until 8 o'clock this evening. I have a song for it from Rift. Oh, you know Rift? Rift. This is Rift when he went to Nradi. You meet that girl, right? And here, this is Rift's story. Job is not making more than a mile man these days, eh? I met this girl, she asked me where I was. I told she I just deal with oil, she said, boy, don't make jokes. So I tell she to come down south, I gave her round the boat. When she jump on from she fancy van, I was the doubles man and I followed. Ha, 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 ha,
you're hungry, cause the thunder left for lorry. You come late on Sundays, I just said love and leave. Last night I met this girl, she asked me where I work. I tell she I just deal with oil, she say boy do me too. So I tell she to come down south, I gave her round about. When she jump out from she fancy van, I was the doubles man and I ball out. Ha ha.
Hey, Auntie Barbara, I have a tune for you. Find a tune for your girl, Auntie Barbara. Listen up. Wedding time, wedding time.
Teri jayegi barat, hogi aankhon mein barsaat, has has ke main dukra bitai ka chupaunga.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
52nd wedding anniversary. Stop what you're doing. Everybody give her a break right now. Barbara, hold on, let us stop. Hello, excuse me, Sandra, that lady in the corner, name is Barbara. Give her 5 minutes now to dance this song, okay, please, and thank you.
Teri jayegi barat, hogi aankhon mein barsaat, has has ke main dukra bitai ka chupaunga.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
How are friends in Hamilton doing? Shamila and Amira and family, how are you? Okay, so we're going from birthday now, sorry, wedding to birthday. One excellent warm welcome to Danny Rupchan. Hey Danny, how you doing? Danny's from Chaguanas, the new capital, I think, of Trinidad and Tobago. He's done at the Niagara Falls partying with a fella called Casey. You see, Casey's a trouble man, eh? Casey, take care, Danny, eh? And listen, I don't want you to big advantage of the fellow, because he know it's a birthday and thing, you know. Listen, on the clear the dance floor, Mr. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing to the dance floor, showing us how Trinidad could party. 75 years, and look how this man could dance. Danny? Danny, yes, you. You ready? Rupchan, come on the floor. This one's for you, my brother. Happy birthday, my brother. Happy 75th from your entire family circle back home in Trinidad. And of course, Daria Dabika. Even Casey wants to wish you happy birthday. Hey, take one. Masha fine. Let me go. Happy birthday again, Danny. Hope you're enjoying your visit. Somebody tell me you like Rakesh.
Dheere dheere chalo, mori baati hiraniya.
Hey, Wendy Macedo, what are you doing, girl? You're getting ready with your red, white, and black?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to come in here and do some work now. Just to remind you that the bake and food and bake sale taking place at the Shiva Mandir, taking place tomorrow, the 24th, starting at 2 and going until 5 o'clock. It's at 3001 Markham Road, unit number 22. Now they have everything. They have their pine tarts, the cocoa rice, they have aloo pie, they have potato balls, and everything nice. And the price at $1.55. I think $5 is about the most expensive thing. But if you want to call ahead and place your orders, give them a call at 416-562-7163, okay? I'm repeating the number, 416-562-7163. We are proud media partners for this event, and you know, they're really a nice group of people down there, and they go looking for a place. They've got a unit now, and they're trying to raise some money to get into the winter months, you know, the rent and everything else. And you know, they're asking for your help, but they, of course, they're giving you some reasonable price items to come out and meet with them, look at the new facility and all that. Also, the Bhawani Shankar Mandir is inviting you to witness the divine inauguration of the North America's tallest Shiva. 54 feet Shivaji Murti is being inaugurated on the 6th of September at 90 Nexus Avenue, the Bhawani Shankar Mandir. There would be a parade starting at 1:30, and then there's a event, a cultural event put on at 3 o'clock. There will be food available, and they're inviting each and everyone to bring someone and come on out. Let's make this a grand, grand event. Don't forget, later the Chutney Bacchanal continue at Twilight Restaurant. They want to see you come on out for that one. $20 up until 8 o'clock. And, you know, the folks cooking and preparing and bagging up for some of the stuff, like the chana and all that, is pre-made, you know, the pine tarts and thing. They're making it now, ready fresh for tomorrow and all that. They have a birthday celebration, so we want to take some time and do this one. Happy 79th birthday to our dear Chachia, our Chachi Baba. Our dear, what is that? Chachi? Yeah, Chachi Baba, as she celebrates her 79th birthday, from the entire family, and wishing her long, healthy, happy, prosperous life. And we all love you, and they promise to be nice to you and love you up right now. So, happy birthday again, Chachi Baba, again from Meena Put and the entire, all the devotees and the pandit at the Shiva Mandir and Cultural Center. So, let me see if I could find a tune for you, right? And what kind of song to play, now? Chachi, let's get a little upset if I play a song that's not correct now, you know? Not right now, you know, now. Trying to... But listen, we're going to find you a nice birthday song, and I'm going to get that ready for you, okay? Okay. This is not for you. I'm going to find you something. But let's go with this one for now. Hey? This one for you, Chachi. I think it's appropriate. Let me go. Happy birthday! Come on, you still can dance, right? Put your hand up and wave it. Celebrate life. Enjoy yourself.
Listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਟਰੱਕਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀਰੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ, ਟਰੱਕ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਮੈਨੂਅਲ ਜਾਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕ, ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਚੇਤੇ ਆਹੀ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਓ। ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਲਈ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ। ਲਓ ਜੀ, ਤੀਜੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਤੀ ਆ, ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ। ਆਹੋ ਜੀ, ਕੋਈ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ, ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ। ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ। ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ, ਦ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ। 519-622-0660 ਜਾਂ quicktrucklube.com। QTL, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਕੇਅਰ।
ਆਪਣੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ, ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਹਰ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਪਹਿਚਾਣ ਬਣ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਬਣੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਸੈੱਟ, ਸੋਫਾ ਸੈੱਟ, ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ, ਡਾਈਨਿੰਗ ਟੇਬਲ, ਡੈਕੋਰੇਟਿਵ ਆਈਟਮਸ, ਗੱਲ ਕੀਜੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਤੇ ਡਿਸਕਾਊਂਟਡ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੋਂ। 3 ਸਾਲ ਲਈ 9 ਵਿਆਜ,
142 ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਰੋਡ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ, 9058747171।
आपको पर्सनल सपोर्ट वर्कर क्यों बनना चाहिए? दूसरों के जीवन में बदलाव लाने के लिए। केवल 5 महीनों में अपना सर्टिफिकेट प्राप्त करें और केयर के क्षेत्र में अपना करियर शुरू करें। अधिक जानने के लिए ontario.ca/go-psw पर जाइए। इसके लिए अदायगी ओंटारियो सरकार द्वारा की गई है।
मेरी पूरे साल की सेविंग $400 हुई है।
मेरी सेविंग $350।
मेरी सेविंग सिर्फ $100।
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है, मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775।
क्या चमत्कार किया, मुझे भी गुर सिखाओ ना।
कोई बात सादा सी है, हमारे पास 2 गाड़ियां और 1 घर है, और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है। और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकनिक एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई। ऑल स्टेट पिकनिक एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह, 6472903773 6472903773।
ताजा सब्जियां ली तुहाडा अपना फार्म कैलविन सब्जी फार्म, जिथे तुसी ले सकदे हो निखरे पौधे, मिट्टी, गमले अते हर तरह दे फुल ते सब्जियां दी पनीरी। अपने घर विच कोई भी सब्जी या फुल दे पौधे उगाण लई कैलविन सब्जी फार्म ते आओ। असीं सवेरे 9 बजे तो शाम 8 बजे तक तुहाडी सेवा लई हाजिर हां। 12050 एयरपोर्ट रोड, कैलविन